Hey, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about why you need to now consider getting a side hustle to pay those gas bills.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So it is the 1st of April. We would like to think it was an April Fool, but it's not. Energy prices shooting up 54%. We actually had a tenant last night saying that they can't afford to live in the house anymore, so they're having to move out. A couple of kids moving in with family. So I'm guessing family's struggling as well. And, you know, this is just a sign of the times. Everything's just shut up. Everything's so much more expensive. We've got inflation running at 10%. We've got rent rises going in at 10%. We've got gas bills going in at 54%. That's this time. They're going to go up again, another 25%, on top of the other 54%. So they've only gone up 54%, and then they're going to go up a quarter of that again. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So what do you do? How do you survive? What are the options? And obviously, it depends on where you are. And I don't want to be, you know, just go get a second job. I don't want to say that. But what other choice have you got? Like, your side hustle doesn't have to be a side hustle. It can be a second job. And you might say, well, Dan, I've got two kids. Exactly the reason why you need to go get yourself a second job or a side hustle. Look, there are no easy answers. It's not like waving a magic wand. Bish, bosh, bish. What's the sooty and sweep? I can't remember the sooty and sweep spell. But it's not, we're not there. We're way beyond that. We're at the point now where you either get a second job or a side hustle, or you find a way of making some extra cash, or you go bust. You get into debt. You get into the stage where the bailiffs are knocking on the door a year from now. Trust me, I've been there, by the way. You don't want to be there. It's one of the most unpleasant places to ever be. And it's just so beyond depressing. And maybe it's because I've been there is why I feel that you should go out and get a side hustle of some kind, get a second job. And I know you don't want to have to do it. Nobody does. But if it's the difference between your kids eating and keeping warm and ice on the inside of your window versus going out and having to work weekends and not having to see them for the next couple of months, then you go out to work and you don't see them for the next couple of months. That's it. It's black and white. It's forget empathy. Let's just forget empathy for a second. If you want empathy, this is why I was never successful in relationships. If you want empathy, speak to your girlfriends. You want a solution, speak to me. Yes, Dan, you're fired. You're dumped. So, I don't do empathy very well. Anybody who's been a coaching client of mine will realise that empathy is not my strong point. But what I can do is I can put things in black and white and go, well, what choice have you got? You just, you know, I mean, if put it this way, from a mental health point of view, you're struggling to pay your bills, you're falling behind, you're moving further into credit card debt, and it doesn't really look like it's getting any better, does it? And then you're at home all weekend feeling depressed about the situation. That's also not good for the kids, by the way, or the wife, or the husband, or the family. However, going out and getting a job on a Saturday and on a Sunday and a few hours on an evening, if that's enough to cover your bills for your gas and energy, then look, this is just what you're going to have to do. And there seems to be this idea in the UK, well, I shouldn't have to do that. You're right, you shouldn't. You 100% shouldn't have to do any of that. Absolutely right, shouldn't have to. We don't live in a world full of shouldn't have to's. We live in this awful situation right now. We've got Brexit taking billions, literally billions every week off the table. We've got Ukraine war. We've got pandemic. Like, you know, the three biggest things that could happen in a person's lifetime are happening. Like, you shouldn't have to. I 100% absolutely agree. But we don't live there. We live here in this world where you've got to do what you've got to do. Listen, we've tightened our belts as well. We're not immune to this. I just watched on Twitter yet another Tory saying, you know, one of the best ways to deal with this is to be in work. Motherfucker, people are in work. And they can't afford the cost of living. Because the cost of living crisis has shot up. And will continue to shoot up. We knew when we were printing cash. We knew when quantitative easing was coming. We've had podcasts about inflation for the last couple of years. We knew that quantitative easing was going to lead to high inflation. And in America, they said it was transitory. Absolute bullshit. They're just words that people use to get them onto the next stage. Like Boris saying, well, let's wait for the Sue, whatever she's called, the poor. It's just kicking the can down the road. And that's what we've done as a society. We've kicked the can down the road. And if you are struggling with your bills right now and you're putting them onto credit cards, you are also kicking the can down the road. And it's not worked for Boris, and it won't work for Boris. I forgot it was the 1st of April. Never checked Twitter on the 1st of April. So I tweeted that, thank God, Boris has resigned. And then I'm like, oh, April Fool's Day, isn't it? If only. But then if Boris does resign, we have these other Muppets. Oh, well, you need to get a job. I've got a job. I still can't afford to live. And it's fine for the MPs. Guess who gets their energy bills paid for? The MPs. It makes no difference to them. The cost of living crisis does not affect them. And you've got people in power making decisions where it doesn't affect them. And then you've got, I mean, Martin Lewis talked about an extra 10 million people moving towards the poverty line. Why is that even a conversation in 2022? We are so far, or we should be so far away from that as an actual conversation. In 2022, it just doesn't compute for me. It's just bizarre. What choice have you got? That's the argument right here. You don't have a choice. Don't know why I'm shouting at you. I'm just frustrated, like everybody else is frustrated. I haven't got a choice right now. You need to get a job. You need to get a side hustle. We know you need to cut costs, and I know that you're already cutting costs as much as you can. Some people are choosing between heating and eating, which is just wrong. There needs to be a windfall tax, or, you know, British Gas made 44% increases on their profits. 44%, and energy bills have gone up 54%. Like, there's something not right here, folks, you know? And if you voted Tory, like, I understand that Labour can't win. I understand that. And I understand that Keir Starmer is beyond unelectable. And I also understand that if Labour get in, they're going to fuck it up just as much, right? However, they ain't going to lie as much as Boris has. You know, I'm a Tory, really. I'm a capitalist. I love capitalism. People going, capitalism doesn't work. Of course it bloody well does. It's just that when you have absolutes on one side, where you've got the wealthy making even more money, and the absolute wealthy making decisions for the poor, Rishi Sunak, whatever your name is, I'm talking to you, increasing tax on poor by 1.25%. And that's not a 1.25% increase on national insurance, by the way, it's a 10% increase, because it goes up from 10% to 11.25%. That's a 10% increase, buddy. It's not going up 1.25%, technically it is, but it's going up 10%. Right? Just listen to the language that we use. Lying bastards. So look, sorry for the language. Feel very emotive about this because I can see, you know, I get messages from my tenants who are struggling, and we're trying not to put rents up, but the Section 24 tax has meant that we've had to put rents up. It's just shocking. What can you do? Get a second job, get a side hustle. Hopefully it's temporary, and hopefully as well, do you know what, let's just go all the way in on this. Hopefully this will teach you to never ever ever be in this situation again. We've made a decision that April's going to be our month. It's going to be our best month ever, and that's what we're going to make it, because all this stuff affects us. You know, our cash flow is really affected because we've got this property that we're having to do up because the tenant absolutely trashed it. DSS tenant, of course, never going to get any money back off that, ever, not in a million years. DSS tenant. So, you know, our cash flow's tight as well. We're tightening belts. We've had utility bills go up from £300 to £500. I mean, on a HMO, it's just ridiculous, you know. So it's affecting us too. And so our side hustle is actually the main business, the digital marketing agency. And we just need to go out and sell more products. so that we can continue to look after our staff members and our clients and help them in turn make more money as well. So, not a happy podcast this morning. Anyway, I'm off for cheesecake. You can only cope with so much negativity on a morning. That'll do us for today. Hope you're well, and we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.